Hey friends, welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. Today, I'm going to teach you 50 useful phrases. These are short and common phrases we use to talk about daily life. These phrases are great for all learners, from beginner to advanced, because they are easy to remember and will help you speak more naturally. I will explain each one using simple, clear language. Then, I will give you two examples. You can also repeat after me. If you need more practice, you can download the PDF file with the full text, the whole script, extra examples, and a quiz at the end. This is available at www.englishunleashed.com/shop. All right, are you ready to sound more natural in English? Let's begin. Okay, let's start with the first one. To sleep in. To sleep in. This means to wake up later than usual. For example, if you usually wake up at 7, but today you wake up at 10, that means you slept in. Here are two examples. I love sleeping in on Sundays. I love sleeping in on Sundays. We slept in and missed breakfast. We slept in and missed breakfast. Here is the next one. Drag yourself out of bed. Drag yourself out of bed. This means you get out of bed even when you're really tired and don't want to. It feels hard, like your body doesn't want to move. Here are two examples. I had to drag myself out of bed at 6. I had to drag myself out of bed at 6. She dragged herself out of bed after a late night. She dragged herself out of bed after a late night. Here is another phrase. To be up and about. To be up and about. This means you're awake and moving around, not lying in bed anymore. You're active and doing things. Here are two examples. By 7, I'm usually up and about. By 7, I'm usually up and about. Here is another example. He was up and about early today. He was up and about early today. All right, here is the next phrase. To throw something on. To throw something on. This means you put on clothes very quickly without thinking too much. Maybe you're in a rush. So you could say, I threw on some jeans and left. I threw on some jeans and left. Or, she threw on a hoodie and went out. She threw on a hoodie and went out. Here comes number 5. To splash water on your face. To splash water on your face. This means you wash your face with cold water to help you wake up. It's a common way to feel fresh in the morning. Here are 2 examples. I splashed water on my face and felt better. I splashed water on my face and felt better. Here is the next example. He went to the bathroom to splash water on his face. He went to the bathroom to splash water on his face. Great! Let's move to the next phrase. To grab a bite. To grab a bite. This means to eat something quickly, maybe a snack or a small meal. Often when you don't have much time. So you could say, I grabbed a quick bite before class. I grabbed a quick bite before class. Or, let's grab a bite on the way. Let's grab a bite on the way. Here comes number 7. To skip breakfast. To skip breakfast. This means you don't eat anything in the morning. Some people do it because they're busy or not hungry. For example, you could say, I skipped breakfast and felt awful later. I skipped breakfast and felt awful later. Or, she usually skips breakfast during the week. She usually skips breakfast during the week. Great! Let's look at the next phrase. To chug your coffee. This is what I usually do. This means to drink your coffee very fast, usually because you're in a rush. It's like drinking it all in one go, okay? Drinking it all in one go. For example, you could say, I chugged my coffee and ran out the door. I chugged my coffee and ran out the door. Or, he chugs 2 coffees every morning. He chugs 2 coffees every morning. Now, here is the next one. To whip up something to eat. To whip up something to eat. This means to make some food quickly. Simple and fast. Not a big meal. Just something easy. So, for example, you could say, I whipped up some eggs. I whipped up some eggs. Or, she whipped up a quick breakfast. She whipped up a quick breakfast. Here is number 10. To fuel up for the day. To fuel up for the day. This means to eat something that gives you energy to start your day. You fuel up like a car needs fuel. So, for example, you could say, I need to fuel up before a long day. I need to fuel up before a long day. Or, he fueled up with a big bowl of oats. He fueled up with a big bowl of oats. All right, let's keep going. We've done the morning. Now it's time to go out and move around. The first one is to head out the door. To head out the door. This means you leave your house, your office, or any place. You are on your way somewhere. It's a casual way to say, I'm leaving now. For example, you could say, I grabbed my bag and headed out the door. I grabbed my bag and headed out the door. Or, she headed out the door at 6 sharp. She headed out the door at 8 sharp. Okay, here is number 12. To hop on the bus. To hop on the bus. This means you get on the bus, but usually quickly or casually. It sounds fast and light. For example, you could say, I hopped on the bus just in time. I hopped on the bus just in time. Or, we hopped on the next one. We hopped on the next one. Okay. Here is number 13. To beat the traffic. This is a useful one. This means you leave early, before the roads get busy. Okay? So you leave early before the roads get busy to avoid getting stuck in traffic. For example, you could say, I left at 6 to beat the traffic. I left at 6 to beat the traffic. Or, she always tries to beat the traffic. She always tries to beat the traffic. Here is the next one. To run late. To run late. This means you're behind schedule. Things are taking longer than they should. For example, you could say, I'm running late. I'll be there soon. I am running late. I will be there soon. Or, he's always running late. He is always running late. Here is the next one. To make good time. To make good time. This means you travel faster than expected. Or, everything is going smoothly. So, for example, you could say, we made good time this morning. We made good time this morning. Or, I made good time and got to work early. Okay? So this means that you traveled faster than expected. Okay, now, let's talk about work or getting stuff done. Here is number 16. To get cracking on something. To get cracking on something. This means to start doing something and to do it quickly. It's casual and energetic. For example, you could say, I need to get cracking on this report. I need to get cracking on this report. Or, let's get cracking. We're behind schedule. Let's get cracking. We are behind schedule. Here is number 17. To plow through work. To plow through work. This means you keep working, even if it's boring, hard, or takes a long time. For example, you could say, I plowed through all my emails. I plowed through all my emails. Or, she plowed through the paperwork in one go. She plowed through the paperwork in one go. Let's move on to the next phrase, number 18. To knock out a task. To knock out a task. This means to finish something quickly and easily. You get it done fast. For example, you could say, I knocked out the report before lunch. I knocked out the report before lunch. Or, let's knock out this project and take a break. Let's knock out this project and take a break. Okay, here comes number 19. To be snowed under. To be snowed under. This means you have too much to do. You are overloaded, like buried in snow. For example, you could say, I'm totally snowed under this week. I am totally snowed under this week. Or, she's snowed under with deadlines. She is snowed under with deadlines. Okay? Now you can say it with me. Sorry, I'm snowed under right now. I am snowed under right now. Well done. So you're shadowing with me. Great. And this is the last one in this section, number 20. To wrap things up. To wrap things up. Notice that the W at the beginning of the word wrap is not pronounced. To wrap things up. Okay? This means to finish your work or end something, like a task or a meeting. So you could say, let's wrap things up before dinner. Let's wrap things up before dinner. Or, he wrapped things up and went home early. He wrapped things up and went home early. Okay, now let's slow things down. We're heading into the evening. Time to relax. And here is the next phrase. To kick back and relax. To kick back and relax. This means to take it easy, to stop working, to chill out. For example, you could say after work, I just kick back and relax. Or, he loves to kick back with a book. He loves to kick back with a book. Here is the next one. To catch up on a show. To catch up on a show. This means to watch a TV show you missed, maybe a few episodes at once. To catch up on a show. For example, you could say, I caught up on that new series last night. I caught up on that new series last night. Or, let's catch up on the last episode. Let's catch up on the last episode. Here is the next one. To crash out. To crash out. This means to fall asleep quickly, usually because you are super tired. For example, you could say, I crashed out at 10. I was dead tired. I crashed out at 10. I was dead tired. Or, she crashed on the sofa. She crashed on the sofa. Okay, here is the next one. To doze off. To doze off. This means to slowly fall asleep. For example, you could say, I dozed off during the movie. I dozed off during the movie. Or, he dozed off while reading. Now, you can repeat after me and shadow me. I dozed off on the couch. Well done. That's great. And here is the next phrase. To call it a night. To call it a night. This means to decide to go to bed or stop for the day. For example, you could say, I'm exhausted. I'm calling it a night. I'm exhausted. This means I'm super tired. I'm calling it a night. I'm calling it a night. Or, you could say, let's call it a night and go home. Let's call it a night and go home. Okay, here is the next phrase. To freshen up. To freshen up. This means to quickly wash your face to get ready again. Maybe after a long day. For example, you could say, I went to freshen up before dinner. I went to freshen up before dinner. Or, she freshened up after her workout. She freshened up after her workout. Here is the next phrase. To check your schedule. To check your schedule. This means to look at your calendar or planner. Okay? For example, you could say, let me check my schedule and get back to you. Let me check my schedule and get back to you. Or, you could say, he checked his schedule and said yes. He checked his schedule and said yes. Okay, here is the next phrase. To pop into a shop. To pop into a shop. This means to go into a store quickly, just for a minute. For example, you could say, I popped into the shop to buy some bread. I popped into the shop to buy some bread. Or, she popped into the pharmacy on her way home. She popped into the pharmacy on her way home. Now, say it with me. I'm just popping into the shop. Be right back. I'm just popping into the shop. Be right back. Okay, great, fantastic. And here is the next one. To catch some fresh air. To catch some fresh air. That means to go outside and breathe for a bit, especially if you've been inside too long. For example, you could say, I needed to catch some fresh air after that meeting. I needed to catch some fresh air after that meeting. Or, let's go for a walk and get some air. Let's go for a walk and get some air. Or catch some fresh air. Here is the next phrase. To scroll through your phone. To scroll through your phone. This means to look at your apps, messages, or social media on your phone. For example, you could say, she scrolled through her phone before bed. She scrolled through her phone before bed. Or you could say, I was just scrolling through Instagram. I was just scrolling through Instagram. Okay, here is the next phrase. To do a quick workout. To do a quick workout. This means to exercise for a short time. For example, you could say, I did a quick workout before breakfast. I did a quick workout before breakfast. Or, he likes doing short home workouts. She likes doing short home workouts. This means he likes doing short workouts at home. Now, repeat after me. Let's do a quick workout. Great. Well done. Here is the next one. To brew some tea. To brew some tea. This means to make tea. To boil it, steep it, and enjoy it. For example, you could say, I brewed some tea while waiting. I brewed some tea while waiting. Or, she brews a fresh cup every morning. She brews a fresh cup every morning. Now, you can repeat this one after me. I'm going to brew some tea. Well done. Here is the next phrase. To tidy up. To tidy up. This means to clean or organize something quickly. For example, you could say, let's tidy up before the guests arrive. Let's tidy up before the guests arrive. Or, I tidied up the kitchen this morning. I tidied up the kitchen this morning. Okay, let's keep it going. Here's the next one. To catch the news. To catch the news. This means to watch or listen to the news. For example, you could say, I caught the news while eating breakfast. I caught the news while eating breakfast. Or, he likes to catch the news at 6 p.m. He likes to catch the news at 6 p.m. Here is the next phrase. To pick up groceries. To pick up groceries. This means to buy food or supplies from a store. For example, You could say, I picked up groceries after work. I picked up groceries after work. It means, I bought food and supplies from a store after work. Or you could say, she went out to pick up some fruit and milk. She went out to pick up some fruit and milk. Here is the next one. To send a quick message. To send a quick message. This means to text or write someone briefly. For example, you could say, I sent a quick message to confirm the meeting. I sent a quick message to confirm the meeting. Or, he always sends a quick message before arriving. Here is the next one. To wind down. To wind down. This means to relax after a busy day. To relax after a busy day. For example, you could say, I like to wind down with music. Or, she winds down by reading. Okay, here is the next one. To crawl into bed. To crawl into bed. This means to slowly and tiredly get into bed. For example, I crawled into bed after a long day. Or, she crawled into bed and fell asleep. Here is the final one. To drift off to sleep. To drift off to sleep. This means to slowly fall asleep. For example, you could say, I drifted off listening to music. I drifted off listening to music. Or, he drifted off during the film. He drifted off during the film. Okay, great job today, my friend. You have just learned about 50 real English expressions that people use every day. If you want more examples and a little quiz, you can download the full PDF at www.englishunleashed.com/shop. Thanks for learning with me. This is English Unleashed, and I'm Tom. Keep learning, keep listening, and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.